From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 11th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Coxsackie Town Board on May 8th unanimously approved a six-month extension of its town-wide solar moratorium. The ban went into effect in December and was created, and I quote, to protect the health, safety, and welfare of town residents, end quote, according to the law. Like other municipalities, Coxsackie's original solar law was written in 2016 at a time when lawmakers could not have anticipated the development of large-scale solar facilities like those now being proposed. The moratorium temporarily halted the processing of applications and issuance of permits, certificates of occupancy, and approval of land use related to solar energy systems and farms. The extended moratorium will allow the town board more time to review the details of the law. Board member Michael Veter said, and I quote, "We're just trying to get this solar law right. We're taking a lot of notes and going to talk to council," end quote. Veter wants to see solar projects built on unusable land rather than on quality farmland. He said, and I quote, "I have grandkids here and we're protecting this land for their use as well," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We're trying to make regulations good enough so that people on the town board have options," end quote. Group member Kim Rose of the group Saving Green Citizens for Sensible Solar said the group is pleased with the board's decision to extend the moratorium. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that former state comptroller H. Carl McCall will deliver the keynote commencement speech at Columbia Green Community College on Friday, May 18th. McCall is a former United Nations ambassador and three-term state senator, and he is currently the chairman of the State University of New York Board of Trustees. McCall is also an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ. In 1993, he was the first African-American to be elected New York State comptroller. McCall is a graduate of Dartmouth College. Columbia Green is a campus of the State University of New York. The two-year college offers a variety of academic programs, leading to degrees of Associate in Arts, Associate in Science, Associate in Applied Science, and an Associate in Occupational Studies, as well as one-year certificate programs and specialized courses. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia Board of Supervisors on May 9th approved an agreement with the Galvin Foundation to provide emergency housing at its 25-room Galvin Motel located on Route 9 in Greenport. The contract was approved on a vote of 17-4 by the full board. Supervisors Linda Mussman of Hudson, Kathy Lack Eldridge of Greenport, James Luzzi of Greenport, and Ryan Skoda of Taconic voted against the measure. The county will pay $85 per room per night for the first year of the contract. During each subsequent year, the price per room will increase 3% per year. Among the dissenting supervisors, the location of the facility was a key factor in their no votes. Skoda said, and I quote, "All I am willing to say is that the location is the issue. The whole area is surrounded by businesses and there is a school across the street. It's just not the right location for a homeless shelter," end quote. Mussman argued that the people who will be living in the motel will be too far away from the services they need, including social services, health, mental health, and probation departments, Twin County Recovery Services, and the courts, which are all located in Hudson. Mussman said, and I quote, "I voted with my conscience. It is extremely unfair to put these people away from the services they need. I believe the homeless should stay near those services," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, Rachel Sieberman is reporting for the Times Union. Nassau County District Attorney Madeline Sengas has agreed to lead the criminal investigation of ex-Attorney General Eric Schneiderman for domestic abuse. At a press conference May the 10th, Sengas vowed to thoroughly investigate allegations that the former Attorney General hit, spit on, and threatened four women, and to leave, and I quote, "no stone unturned," end quote. Sengas has extensive experience in prosecuting domestic violence cases. In the Queens District Attorney's Office, she was the founding member of the Domestic Violence Unit and was later invited to start the first Special Victims Bureau in Nassau County. Sengas is also charged with investigating whether Schneiderman used his government position to intimidate or threaten his accusers. She said, and I quote, If at any time he used his office or officer's resources in furtherance of the alleged crimes, then that's something we would look at, end quote. Suffolk County District Attorney Tim Sini will investigate alleged incidences of abuse that occurred in Suffolk County and will coordinate his efforts with Singus' office. Schneiderman resigned May 7th, just 3 hours after The New Yorker published a story detailing the abuse allegations and naming two of his accusers. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today, with a temperature high near 62 degrees. For Friday night, there will be a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a temperature low of 43. Now your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m., then showers are likely after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 52 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers before 10 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a temperature low of 43. And on Sunday, Mother's Day, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. The sun rose this morning at 5:37 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:06 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 13 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 11th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Green. Have a good day and a nice weekend and a very happy Mother's Day.